Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Well, my Roomba can park itself.
Well, yeah.
Good for it.
When I can find it. I lost it over the weekend.
I knew there'd be issues with it.
Well, it just
maybe it's hiding from you. You ever think of that?
My 2-year-old keeps walking over and turning it on, and I'll come home and it'll have wandered off.
Sure.
Can't you hit a button and it goes back to its homing thing?
Is that how that works?
I think so.
I think it ran out of batteries. It was running all day, and
oh,
yeah, the room is really cool.
Okay, how?
God, somewhere that Roomba is hitchhiking off Highway 70.
This is one of the self-parking slippers.
That's
how do
ridiculous.
You walk? How do you walk in those? It has wheels on the bottom.
Do the wheels go up?
It's a non-story, Chick. It's
they must have.
It's demonstrating. It's demonstrating how self-parking cars work. It's a
well,
great.
Then just
idea.
Do it on, do it on a car and then let us know when that happens.
You know, I didn't really want a self-parking car until I got the slippers. Yeah. Then I thought, why not?
Yeah, wouldn't it be easier to? Well, never mind.
Why do you like this so much?
Because it's really cool.
Man, you're a weirdo.
You go home. I can't find my slippers. Yes, you can. They park themselves after you kick them off in the bathroom.
I don't know about you, but I put my slippers on and take them off in the same spot every day anyway.
Well, aren't you better than all of us?
Yes. She does what
yeah,
else.
Because
well,
that's
dance.
What you're supposed to do.
Now, Josh, do
you go
you,
in the door, you put them on.
Josh, do you have slippers?
I don't.
Oh, you like to barefoot around the house?
I get made fun of a lot because I'm a sock and shoe guy almost all day.
Toe jam.
So
you don't go home and take the load off your feet?
No, I always I keep my shoes on. In fact, I will wear a t-shirt and boxers and socks and shoes.
Wait a minute, hold it. T-shirt, boxers, sock, and a shoe.
Now, if I'm just watching TV, I'll kick the shoes off. But if I go do something in the kitchen,
yeah.
I put the shoes back on.
To I'm walk surprised. From your recliner to the kitchen?
And to do something, because you don't want to slip on the floor while you're cooking or doing.
But I thought you had an issue with shoes.
Buying shoes.
Oh, I thought you had an issue with tying them.
What?
Here's one of the fattest
things
I've ever
gosh.
Done.
He's not. Would you stop?
I joined a gym, and the woman looked at me and said, "What are your fitness goals?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "Well, I'd like for when my shoe becomes untied for it not to be such a tragedy." That's one of the
vintage Josh.
I'd also like to be on top during sex, not have my arms shake like I'm grabbing an electric fence. Possible?
Plank it up.
Those are classic Josh lines. I'm sorry. Well, that's interesting that you never like to be barefoot. I wonder what that's all about.
I'm fine with it. I just.
Do you have sandals?
I think growing up.
So you take your you go home. You
I don't,
take your,
I don't
you
have
take
sandals.
Your pants off, leave your underwear on, then put your shoes and socks back on so you can walk around.
Well, I don't take the socks off at all, but yes, I will put the shoes back on.
Oh, of course.
Well, I know it's weird. I know it's weird.
Good.
That's I'm just more comfortable that
so
way.
You take,
I don't know.
You take your pants off.
Yeah.
And you leave and your button up shirt. So you're there in your boxers and your t-shirt and your tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes.
Do you hang your pants up or you just throw them on the bed?
I drape them over a chair or
recklessly.
Do you fold them properly or?
I have the guys who fold the tarp at a baseball stadium come over and they fold my pants.
Are you ready?
Is that what you were hoping for?
Here's
well, that was much better than what I was hoping for. Thank you very much.
Here's a tweet. I guess Tom's New Year's resolution to stop making jokes about Josh and his weight came to a screeching halt.
Here's the
today.
Deal.
Yeah,
Tom really isn't. All he does is look at me, oh, and then I make the joke.
You fill in the blank.
And he takes the blame.
Josh has just joined my gym. We're on a crusade together. We'll be fine.
Do you guys work out together now?
No.
It's the same building. we haven't yet met there.
Okay.
an awkward glance in the locker room.
Have you seen the guy?
As Josh mumbles, "I'm a grower, not a shower."
Oh, my.
What do you think it is about you that you would much rather have a conversation with a total stranger than someone you know?
Sorry. And you heard what he just said, right? He said to me the other day, he goes, "You know, come to think of it, I don't have a whole lot of friends."
When we come back.
I don't think you have any friends you're not giving money to.
When we come back, we have.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.